Would you explain how you'd get the horse hooked up to the wagon?
Well, we have the one horse wagon. There's a whole chaise of them back in there.
Oh, I see.
There was the horse wagon, because he had another mate, you know. He came on the front side and him on the other side.
Would that be shafts then?
That'd be a tongue.
Oh, I see. A single thing between the horses.
Yes, that'd be a tongue.
A tongue, uh-huh.
But then he came as one horse wagon, because it had some shaves in there. It bang took some shaves.
Mm-hmm. How did the, if you haul something in a wagon, would you describe how the wheels, they were all wooden, right?
They're wooden wheels, because they had iron tires on them.
Mm-hmm.
Spokes in the wheels.
What did the spokes go into?
A rim. They had a rim around it. And they put a band, iron band, around the rim. And the tires, I mean, the spokes go up to the rim. And that's the tires hold it on. I mean, the band will hold the tires on there.
Oh, I see. And how about the other end? Did the spokes come down a little? To this, how the other end?
He had a hub for that.
The center of the wheel.
Yeah, that had a hub. And of course, it had little notches in it to put spokes in. And it clenched that down, that rim around it, and it stayed there.
How'd you keep it from making noise?
Oh, he didn't make noise. He couldn't keep it making noise. He didn't make too much noise on the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make too much noise.
Did you have to put oil on it or something?
Yeah, it would grease it sometime.
Uh-huh.
Grease the wagon. Grease the buggy.
What'd they use for that?
Haskell grease, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, screw the top over it. Pull the wheel back and put that on that hub. Just slip the wheel back up there and put that back on, and she's ready to go. No more squinching.
Mrs. Kaiser, do you remember how it was to ride in a buggy?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about that?
Well, when we get your milk water and do this, you know, just catch over lines and, you know, tell them to come on. When we wanted to, you know, go fast, you know, I would just kind of slap him on his back, you know, whatever. Go ahead on.
I see. You make it sound real easy.
That's right.
If you ever got mad at a mule, did you have something like a whip?
Yeah.
See
right here.
How did you use that? Did you actually hit him, or?
Just tap him a little bit.
I see. What was it made of? What was it made out of?
Bug switch, you know.
It's a long, tall switch, you know, wrapped around there. And everybody had them bug switches.
What were they made out of, leather, or?
Rubber, you know.
May have stick. A tap rub on it, but most of
it wood.
And wrapped around and had a toss on the end.
Oh, I see. Well, he was scared of the noise it made? Was that it?
He wasn't scared of the noise, but he was scared of the lick he hit, you know.
Oh, I see.
He didn't make much noise.
So you just,
Of course, we had an old wagon whoop, but we had, he pop hit, he makes noise. A bug switch, he wouldn't make no noise much.
Oh, I see.
Switch him out.
You see, that's something I've never read or heard about, the difference between a buggy switch and a wagon.
Wagon book, you know, it's a platted thing. Got a handle on it, you pop it.
Those are the things I'm interested in. If you can think of any of the others like that, that's very interesting to me.
Then Christmas come, we taking riding saucer down a tree. I saw some wheels. So it was four wheels. And bore some holes in them. Put an axle in there. That's all we have to ride in.
You'd make your own wagon.
Yeah.